Today's Plainfield calendar reads, gratitude and discouragement cannot exist together. This idea was brought up in a recent roundtable discussion. The simplicity of it is very powerful. Recently, I found a copy of Love is the Liberator magazine from November 2015 and found this short piece by Jim Dibel. I'd like to read it. A Healing for All. I heard a testimony in a Wednesday evening meeting that I call A Healing for All, and it went essentially as follows. Each meeting, a lady would get up and express gratitude for that which she was grateful. She expressed gratitude for the church services, church testimony meetings, for the sidewalks, for the curbs, for the trees, for grass. The list to some present seemed endless. A number of the church members objected to these testimonies, not to the lady, but to others, as a form of gossip. One evening, the lady stood up and provided a healing message for all by stating, I wish to express gratitude for Christian Science. She paused and then added, it has healed me of cancer. Just by being grateful. Grateful for everything. My practitioner reminded me of the need for gratitude in all that I said and did. That was such an amazing testimony. And I've read this to just about everyone who has come through my home recently. It goes straight to the heart. Thank you, Jim. I'm so grateful for our Love is the Liberator magazine. It is beautiful in its purity of the message of Mrs. Eddy's Christian Science, the comforter that Jesus spoke of. Its words go straight to the heart, and one can feel the healing Christ. This is the pure Christian Science that this church is striving to preserve and share through its wonderful outreach. And I can't thank Mrs. Eddy and all the people at Plainfield enough. Thank you.